Xi Jinping's speech marked the opening of the 19th Party Congress, a crucial twice-a-decade meeting and leadership reorganization analysts expect will further cement his role as China's supreme leader. Flanked by former party leaders, he spoke confidently about the country's future and its opportunities, but did not gloss over challenges the party faces in single-handedly ruling the country's massive population of nearly 1.4 billion.
不仅对物质文化生活提出了更高要求,
Not only have their material and cultural needs grown, demands for democracy, rule of law, fairness and justice, security, and a better environment are also increasing each day.
But much like other topics Xi spoke about in his near 3.5-hour address, which left some struggling to stay awake, it was unclear how the party would do just that. While he made it clear that major political reforms are not on the horizon, he did highlight how the party needs to be more responsive.
A party and its authority rests on winning the hearts and minds of the people. What the public opposes and hates, we must address and resolve.
Xi praised efforts to crack down on corruption, but also says it remains the party's biggest threat. His address shed little light on pressing regional issues such as North Korea, but in a rare move, Pyongyang offered its congratulations for China's hosting of the Party Congress. In his speech, Xi also pledged China would be fully engaged with the world and talked about the need to tackle climate change, comments that appeared to be aimed at U.S. President Donald Trump's America First policy. The Party Congress wraps up early next week with the selection of a top group of leaders, the Politburo Standing Committee. Many are watching to see how many of Xi's close allies join the group and how that may boost his position as one of China's most powerful leaders in decades. Bill Ide, VOA News, Beijing.